Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Barbados welcomes the delegation of St. Kitts and Nevis and applauds its engagement in the UPR process. St. Kitts and Nevis has made gains in ensuring that national laws, policies, and practices promote the enjoyment of human rights of its population. We note, for instance, that the government is seeking to implement a national social protection strategy and action plan, the purpose of which is to establish the main priorities for the development of a social protection policy and its reform in the next few years, and to guide the establishment of a sustainable, comprehensive, and integral social protection plan. Barbados recommends that St. Kitts and Nevis, one, continue to create policies and allocate resources to improve the enjoyment of children of their human rights, particularly the right to education and the right to health. Two, maintain its commitment to developing resilience to natural disasters and climate change. Three, strengthen the existing framework of social protection to combat discrimination and violence against women and children. And four, seek technical assistance from the relevant United Nations agencies and other partners to meet its human rights obligations and lift the global standard of human rights observance. Mr. Vice President, we commend the efforts of St. Kitts and Nevis in seeking to address the social, economic, and other challenges that it is called upon to confront. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.